This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got the minutes of the most recent Federal Reserve meeting today. The executive summary goes a little something like this. No big policy changes coming, at least in the short term. You know, the Fed, more than any other institution out there, is actually doing things to work on the economy, mostly because it can. Central bankers have gobs of power without really having to answer to anybody. That power and how it's been used by three men, Ben Bernanke, Mervyn King of the Bank of England, and Jean-Claude Trichet of the European Central Bank, is the subject of a new book. It's called The Alchemists, and it's by Neil Irwin of The Washington Post. Neil, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you know what this book is? It's Andrew Ross Sorkin wrote Too Big to Fail. This is the central bank counterpart to that one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we had, after the 2008 crisis, a lot of great books were written telling of all these dramatic events that happened on Wall Street and in Washington. In truth, though, the story was just beginning at that point. And what we've had in the last five, 6 years is really a global story that takes place on in the United States, in Europe, in Britain. And over again, it's been the central bankers. It's been these guys at the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank and the Bank of England who have come together and dealt with this sprawling crisis that keeps zooming from continent to continent and from market to market.
If they could have a do-over right now, the three of them, just a mulligan, what do you think they would do?
You know, the biggest mistakes in this last 6 years of global crisis have been the opportunities not taken. There's a consistent reluctance to deal with the small problem early on, and instead it becomes a very big problem.
Yeah, you know, that kind of plays into there's a secondary theme through this book, not just the who's and what's of the crisis, but the role of central banking. And I wonder if part of that hesitation you talk about hesitating to do the really big things early on, is because these guys know that the world is watching, that they can fix things maybe, but also screw it up just immensely.
There's a deep-seated culture within the central banks of choosing your words very carefully. Part of that's because markets go haywire if they say things more bluntly. At the same time, in extreme situations, it's the central banks who have the power and the ability and the speed and the bottomless resources to be able to deal with panics when they happen. Fundamentally, central banks are anti-democratic organizations. But in a crisis, in a panic, it's also our least bad option.
Make the value judgment for me then, though. I mean, how are we doing on the this is an essentially undemocratic institution but operates with some speed and efficiency versus these guys are meeting in secret private rooms determining the fate of the world economy?
Well, those are both true. I don't see how you can – I mean, it's very hard to separate one from the other. The reason these guys are able to respond quickly and on a scale that's commensurate with the problems that we faced is precisely because they're secretive guys who meet in private in these strange places. That's what allows them to respond and act on such a large scale.
A lot was made early in the days of the crisis of Ben Bernanke and his academic background. You know, wrote the PhD thesis on the Great Depression, and boy, there could not be anybody more suited to this moment in time. Can you really be ready for this job ever?
No one's ready for this job. It's an even harder job now than it was in 2006 when Ben Bernanke took the job. And frankly, Ben Bernanke in 2006 wouldn't be qualified for the job today. Look, a good central banker has to be a lot of things. He or she has to be an excellent economist, first of all. They have to be a superb manager. They have to run these very large institutions. They have to be a politician. They have to navigate within their country's political system. They have to be a regulator. They have to know how to oversee banks to try and prevent risks to the financial system. They have to be a communicator. They have to do press conferences and go to Capitol Hill and testify before politicians. There are very few people in the world who are good at all of those things. And so what you find if you're a head of state trying to appoint a central banker, you have to find someone who's good enough at all of them and hope that they learn on the job.
Neil Irwin is a columnist at The Washington Post. He's got a new book out. It's called The Alchemists. It's about central banks and central bankers. Neil, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.